Chapter 34. The Palazzo Vecchio resembles a giant chess piece, with its robust quadrangular facade and rusticated square-cut battlements. The massive rook-like building is aptly situated, guarding the southeast corner of the Piazza della Signoria. The building's unusual single spire, rising off-center from within the square fortress, cuts a distinctive profile against the skyline and has become an inimitable symbol of Florence. But as a potent seat of Italian government, the building imposes on its arriving visitors an intimidating array of masculine statuary. Amanati's muscular Neptune stands naked atop four seahorses, a symbol of Florence's dominance in the sea. A replica of Michelangelo's David, arguably the world's most admired male nude, stands in all his glory at the palazzo entrance. David is joined by Hercules and Cacus, two more colossal naked men, who, in concert with a host of Neptune's satyrs, bring to more than a dozen the total number of exposed penises that greet visitors to the palazzo. Normally, Langdon's visits to the Palazzo Vecchio had begun here on the Piazza della Signoria, which, despite its overabundance of phalluses, had always been one of his favorite plazas in all of Europe. No trip to the piazza was complete without sipping an espresso at Café Revoir, followed by a visit to the Medici Lions in the Loggia dei Lanzi, the piazza's open-air sculpture gallery. Today, however, Langdon and his companion planned to enter the Palazzo Vecchio via the Vasari corridor, much as Medici dukes might have done in their day, bypassing the famous Uffizi gallery and following the corridor as it snaked above bridges, over roads, and through buildings, leading directly into the heart of the old palace. Thus far, they had heard no trace of footsteps behind them, but Langdon was still anxious to exit the corridor. "And now we've arrived," Langdon realized, eyeing the heavy wooden door before them. "The entrance to the old palace." The door, despite its substantial locking mechanism, was equipped with a horizontal push bar, which provided emergency exit capability while preventing anyone on the other side from entering the Vasari corridor without a key card. Langdon placed his ear to the door and listened. Hearing nothing on the other side, he put his hands against the bar and pushed gently. The lock clicked. As the wooden portal creaked open a few inches, Langdon peered into the world beyond, a small alcove, empty, silent. With a small sigh of relief, Langdon stepped through and motioned for Sienna to follow. "We're in." Standing in a quiet alcove somewhere inside the Palazzo Vecchio, Langdon waited a moment and tried to get his bearings. In front of them, a long hallway ran perpendicular to the alcove. To their left, in the distance, voices echoed up the corridor, calm and jovial. The Palazzo Vecchio, much like the United States Capitol building, was both a tourist attraction and a governmental office. At this hour, the voices they heard were most likely those of civic employees bustling in and out of offices, getting ready for the day. Langdon and Sienna inched toward the hallway and peered around the corner. Sure enough, at the end of the hallway was an atrium in which a dozen or so government employees stood around sipping morning espressi and chatting with colleagues before work.
"The Vasari mural," Sienna whispered. "You said it's in the Hall of the 500?
Langdon nodded and pointed across the crowded atrium toward a portico that opened into a stone hallway. "Unfortunately, it's through that atrium."
"You're sure?"
Langdon nodded. "We'll never make it through without being seen."
"They're government workers. They'll have no interest in us. Just walk like you belong here."
Sienna reached up and gently smoothed out Langdon's Brioni suit jacket and adjusted his collar.
"You look very presentable, Robert."
She gave him a demure smile, adjusted her own sweater, and set out.